Game 2 of 3 between the Pirates and Reds. Garrett Coltrane Cole will be squaring off against Luis La Piedra Castillo. We'll take it to the top of the fourth. David Freese at the plate.
Ripped into left field. That's a base hit. Bell will round third. Here's Duvall's throw. And he is out. And I mean really out. 13th outfield assist for Adam Duvall. He is the major league leader in that department. What a throw.
Pitch on the way, and it's ripped toward left field, over the head of Duvall, and gone. Home run off the bat of Garrett Cole. His third career home run. He does it on a first pitch fastball from Luis Castillo, and the Pirates here at the top of the sixth have taken a 1-0 lead. You know, I was one. There's strike three call, Devoto. Wow.
That was a high strike call, too.
Pitch on the way. Ripped to third and handled down there by David Freese. He fires across in time. Duvall retired, and the inning comes to an end. David Freese held his ground at third and made the play to retire Adam Duvall.
1-2 pitch coming from Garrett Cole as he looks into Stewart. Stewart will set inside looking for a high fastball. Ground ball, right side, Harrison. Throws on to Bell, and the Red seventh is over.
Here it comes. Swing and a miss. A pitch in the dirt. They have to throw on to first, and they successfully do that. Stewart to Rodriguez. Peraza out. First out here in the ninth inning. Delivers. Strike three called. Here's the pitch. And strike three called. Duvall thought it was down and in for ball four. Home plate umpire Tim Timmons rings him up, and Duvall says something as Timmons walks away, and now they both go their separate ways, and the Pirates win the middle game of this three-game series.
Pirates take this one 1-0. Garrett Coltrane Cole goes 7 innings, allowing no runs on 5 hits with 6 strikeouts. Luis La Piedra Castillo is also brilliant, 7 innings, 1 run on 3 hits with 9 strikeouts. But with the lack of run support, he drops to 2-7. Here's what Castillo had to say.
Sí, claro, tú sabes que en el béisbol hay que ganar y perder, no solamente ganar. Pero tuve muy bien, espectacularmente en la lomita hoy.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, you know, but today I feel really good on the mound today. My pitches were really good today.
Bueno, tú sabes, empezando el inning recta.
You know,
it was a
mental mistake. You know, he was leading off, and I just tried to throw the fastball right in the middle of the plate, and they took the advantage of it, and he hit it out of the park.
Brian Price and the Reds come up just short against the Pirates on Saturday as they lose a close one, 1-0. Here's what Price had to say about the loss.
Yeah, you know, really a sensational game with the caveat that we didn't win it. You know. But Cole was excellent, you know, and you could see we have a few guys in the lineup that have put together some pretty good numbers, and there were some fairly uncomfortable at-bats. I thought he was real sharp, working ahead. His ball strike ratio was a huge strike advantage. So he's always in good counts. He wasn't pulling himself out of those, you know, 2-0, 2-1, 3-1 counts. And then he's got the put-away stuff, both with velocity and command, and then the two breaking balls. So he did a nice job, and you know, Luis was up for the challenge, you know. I mean, going against an established big league starter, legitimate, you know, ace, and he didn't just hold his own. I mean, he helped limit him to one run and gave us another opportunity to win. It's a shame he's 2-7, the way he's thrown the ball for us, but certainly a sign of good things to come for our staff.
You mentioned that win-loss, and you're kind of a – that's not a stat that you really take into consideration. You look at everything else that he's done, and that could be easily 7-2.
Yeah, I think it could. You know, he's been our kind of our hard luck guy, and he seems to give us a chance to win a ball game about every single time he takes the mound. And that, I'll tell you, builds a lot of confidence and faith in the players that play behind him. You know, our regulars are out there. They know that they're going to get a good competitive ball game. He doesn't quit. He doesn't give in. You know, this is the things that we wanted to see this year. We wanted to see some young players come up and perform, and he has been certainly a bright spot to our season in regards to our starting rotation and from our development through our, you know, through our system. So a lot of good things there with him, and been nice to get him a victory, but 7 innings of really good baseball against the Pirates is a really nice way for him to get close to the finish of his season.
Last 7 starts by those 3 youngsters in the rotation, ERA under 3, that is what you wanted to see out of these guys as they finish, wasn't it?
Very much so. You know, it's what we have to see. You know, we have to know what 2018 is going to look like. Not let's bring everybody in and give everyone equal opportunity. It shouldn't be that way. It should be guys that pitched really well for us in 2017, gave us that optimism, enthusiasm that they should make our club. We should know that at the end of this season. You know, for most of our staff, that will be a good sign. If we've got, you know, a lot of spots to fill, we're going to still be kind of trying to climb the tree.
In the series finale on Sunday, Tyler Mahle will take the hill in his major league debut.